Guo Zhuang's assessment of the forthcoming meeting between Chinese President Xi Jinping and U.S. President Donald J. Trump is right on the money. Guo, chief economist and director of China Research at T.S. Lombard, says that the meeting will result in a photo opportunity, a mock deal, and temporary market relief from the Trump-initiated trade war with China. Trump and his handlers, who are ideologically driven by an animus towards China, have dug themselves into a hole. Their rosy scenario of China caving into Trump's tariffs and other economic sanctions has proved to be unwarranted. Whatever damage to the Chinese economy that may result will be minimal. China will be able to withstand the storm and find ways to circumvent the effects of the tariffs and other impediments to trade with an investment in the U.S. market by seeking out new markets and expanding trading relations with existing partners. The U.S., on the other hand, is beginning to feel the negative effects of the tariffs and restrictions placed on high-tech exports to China and Chinese investment in the U.S. U.S. farmers are seeing their crops rot in the field, and the technology sector is beginning to feel the pinch as well. Chinese exports to the U.S. are still increasing, and U.S. exports to China are tanking. Other negative consequences to the U.S. economy are also mounting. As a result of these pressures and tensions, the U.S. stock market has lost all its 2018 gains, and economic benefits that have accrued due to Trump's tax cuts are being eviscerated by the new tariff regime, which will only get worse if the scheduled increases go ahead as planned. Thus, it is the U.S. more than China that needs a respite from Trump's ill-conceived trade war. China, for its part, wants an end to it as well, as it serves them no useful purpose and only complicates their overall economic planning, creating unnecessary detours. They, however, can also take advantage of new opportunities to disengage from the fickle U.S. marketplace as well. In the short term, it is the U.S. that needs a truce more than China. Trump, as he has done in the past, will seek a face-saving out whereby he can snatch victory from the jaws of defeat. He has already done so with his negotiations during the Korean crisis and the renewal of NAFTA. It should be expected that he will do the same during his meeting with President Xi. Expect Trump to accept China's mock concessions, which were already in the pipeline prior to the initiation of the trade war. The U.S. public has no idea about these things, and Trump will spin a truce in the trade war as another great victory. But as Bo Zhuang has indicated, this will only be a truce, not an end to the contention between the two superpowers. In the long term, China's continued rise is seen as an existential threat by both U.S. political parties and the elites behind them. How to react to that threat, however, is still unresolved within the U.S. corridors of power.